President Biden's $1.9 trillion plan also includes help for millions of people who are out of work. And today, the president is signing an executive order to boost U.S. manufacturing. Joining us now for a look at the economy is Andrew Stettner, a senior fellow with the Century Foundation, which is a progressive think tank. Andrew, welcome. We're still seeing about 900,000 people a week filing for unemployment in this country. How would you describe the state of the economic crisis that President Biden has inherited?
I think he's had picking up the economy, and thanks for having me, at a very low point, perhaps a nadir, given the way in which the surge in the pandemic cut off the recovery and increased layoffs towards the end of the year, and alongside it, unemployment claims. It's really all about the vaccine. That's the light in the tunnel. As this program moves forward, the economy can recover, but not before then.
Yeah, and let's talk about how President Biden is addressing it. It is still early, but today he's signing the Buy America executive order that would help spur U.S. factories. Is that any different than what Trump did, and will it work?
I think it will inspire a more aggressive action. Plus, he's put a team in place that hopefully can do a better job at following through. Under the Trump administration, the rhetoric around Buy America and manufacturing was certainly always there, but the follow-through wasn't. And when it comes to something like Buy America, it's really all about the loopholes and the details. And I am confident that the direction and the team around this administration will do better to make sure that when taxpayer dollars are spent, it translates into American jobs.
So those are the executive orders. There's also an effort in Congress, of course. Lawmakers approved some help for people out of work with last month's COVID relief bill, and then now the Biden administration wants to extend those benefits through September. What do you make of the Biden legislative agenda so far?
You know, I think we are very pleased, and I think the $1.9 trillion package, struck the right notes. It has both the public health provisions that are needed to boost jobs and help, the process of economic recovery. And when it comes to the unemployed, it would extend what have been very effective and popular programs of unemployment benefits, extend them to gig workers and those who usually left out, plus what would now be a $400 per week top off in unemployment benefits. Mm-hmm. And critically, because those don't reach everybody and people were left off of them through most of the fall, and it would increase the stimulus payment from just $600 a week per person to $2,000 per person. So that combination were some of the critical anti-poverty programs in this. Taken together, it really will prevent millions of Americans from falling into poverty because the economy has not recovered. These are people that have been there really through no fault of their own.
So what do you say to some senators who are reluctant to spend more on another COVID relief bill?
If we don't invest the money now, we are going to handicap the ability of the economy to recover. We can't wait until the situation gets bad and try to act retroactively. We have been down this road before. During the financial crisis, we thought we passed a big stimulus. Pretty much everyone found out that it was too small pretty soon, but there wasn't the political will to act again. So we need to act now in this package to make sure the economy has the fuel to recover. And also, families are at the end of their rope at being out of work for 9 months at this period. There's nothing left in their savings. They strained their family relationships. We need to make sure that they have a bridge. We don't usually know where the light in the end of the tunnel is, but we can actually see it now, with the vaccine production. But we cannot cut people off until we get there. And I am hopeful that we will extend these unemployment benefits in particular, to at least the end of September, like the president has asked.
It's interesting that what we've been talking about are, ultimately short-term fixes to the unemployment crisis. What should Biden and Congress do to address these problems over the long term?
We need to have structural process, starting with the application and infrastructure. People waited months. There probably are a few million that still haven't got paid their benefits off of last year. We need to fix that with the right technology. We need to have rules that equalize things regardless of what state you're working in and living in. And lastly, we should not leave the critical issue of additional benefits during a recession up to the whim of Congress. There should be automatic triggers related to the level of unemployment in the country at the time.
Andrew Stentner, senior fellow at the Century Foundation, a progressive think tank. Andrew, thanks for your insights. Appreciate it.
Thank you.